Welcome, dear listeners, to the Lives of Courage podcast with me, Jessica Stong. I'm so excited to be with you today, talking about a topic that I have found over the years intensely confusing and interesting and life-changing. We're going to be talking about embracing desire today, and really this as the sacred path to divine fulfillment. No big deal, right? Like, this is a simple topic. We're going to try to keep this captivating, inspired by the illuminating insights from Trevor Hudson's book, Seeking God, Finding Another Kind of Life. I'm also, of course, going to throw in Kurt Thompson's book, The Soul of Desire, but really looking at Hudson's book that we've gone through with a group, and really this invitation in chapter 4, that he's inviting us on a journey to align our truest longings, opening ourselves to the divine flow of life into and through us. And so we're just going to get deep into this today. And as a spiritual director and coach with what I would call extensive experience in navigating the realms of desire and the pursuit of that desire and what that looks like and what that feels like, I've witnessed and had the just great opportunity to witness firsthand the transformative power when we embrace our deepest yearnings. And what that does in and through us. Whether I am working with people secularly, whether I am working with corporate executives or within my spiritual director hat and that realm. And what I hope today is that our discussion is not just academic or a cognitive exercise for each of us, but it's an invitation for personal change, for personal introspection and reflection. And I hope that this is universally applicable. You know, no big shoes to fill here. But before we begin, I want to just preface this by saying that this was the bulk of my latest spiritual direction session. This topic has me stumped and confused and made to fall at this point in my life. I can desire for others, but can I desire for myself? Do I find safety in that? Am I okay? Am I worthy? And we're going to get into that. So just know that that conversation is coming. The personal conversation is coming as well, because this first part will be a little heady. So we'll just get through it together. I want to talk about the essence of desire. We know that desire is the heartbeat of our existence, the silent whispers of each of our souls guiding us towards our divine purpose. And contrary, I want to say, to the negative connotations associated with desire, our deepest longings are not to be feared or suppressed. I believe they are, in fact, sacred. They shape us. They guide us to the divine life God intends for each of us. Yet, there's always a but here. Many of us have been taught to distrust, to stop these inner strivings, to view them as, quote, temptations or adversaries or things that can't be trusted. We cannot be trusted. But the essence of desire, as explored through Kurt Thompson's insightful book, The Soul of Desire, through his lens as a psychiatrist, it adds profound depth to our understanding of our deepest longings. His exploration, of course, goes beyond the surface, delving into the neurobiological and relational aspects of desire and how they intersect with our own spiritual journey. So let's talk about the interplay between neuroscience and spirituality. Kurt, can we call him Kurt? Dr. Thompson provides a fascinating bridge between the worlds of neuroscience and spiritual formation. He states that our desires, far from being emotional whims, are intricately connected to our brain's wiring. They are the signals of our inherent need for connection, belonging, for purpose, whether they might be misguided, and I say that in air quotes, you can't see me if you're listening to this as a podcast. They signal that inherent desire for connection, belonging, and purpose. And this neurobiological perspective sheds light on why our desires are so powerful and why they can lead us to both greater fulfillment and great despair. I want to get to this later. It's my favorite song from my high school years. I can't forget to talk about that, but we've got to get to desire and connection. At the heart of Thompson's argument is the notion that our desires are fundamentally about connection. They draw us toward ourselves, draw us toward others, draw us toward God, seeking a sense of unity and intimacy as the focus here. And this perspective transforms how we view our longings now, seeing them not as selfish impulses. What if in the power we could see them as not selfish impulses, but as essential components of our relational being, of our being in the world. Our deepest desires are not just for personal satisfaction, but for relational harmony and communal thriving. And you'll see that time and time again when you ask people, what do you really want? What do you want God to do for you? What do you want? But here's the deal. We have to be vulnerable. Vulnerability plays the most critical role in the journey towards understanding, and not only understanding, but embracing our desires. To truly engage with our deepest longings, we must be willing to expose them to the light, to ourselves, to others, and God. And this, my sweet friends, is the hardest for me. And for so many people I work with, this vulnerability to both risk and state and know that we might not get it in the pathway, it is the pathway to genuine connection and spiritual growth. This requires, of course, I will say this as lives of courage, the courage and hope and trust, but the reward is deeper engagement with our own hearts and the heart of God. This is what's so incredible about this work, is that this is healing. This is transformative. That the when we engage with our desires in a healthy and reflective manner, we are transformed. That by facing them, especially those that had led to pain or disappointment, we open ourselves up to healing and transformation. This process has to involve acknowledging the brokenness and the longing within us and allowing God to meet us in those places. I always talk about, and it's so funny, my favorite song, I don't know why, was Garth Brooks, I Thank God for Unanswered Prayers, right? One of God's greatest gifts. And I think about, how do we bring those unanswered, unmet needs, desires, wants to God? How do we look through those pictures and say to God with vulnerability and openness and brokenness, where were you? What were you doing in this moment when I desired healing or restoration and you were doing the work? And we look through that in spiritual direction. We look through all of that. And through this, we experience restoration, just not just individually, but within our relationships, within our communities, with ourselves, with others, and with God. There we go. That big connection. And this sacred journey of desire goes beyond recognizing and naming our desires. It calls us to understand the deep neuro and relational roots of our longings, neural and relational roots of our longings, to approach them with vulnerability and to see them as pathways to healing and divine connection. I wish I could just grab everybody individually, but most importantly, myself, give myself a hug and remind myself again that all of our desires, each of my desires, with all my complexities, are not just personal yearnings, but they are woven into the fabric of our being by a God who desires us. And in essence, I believe that both Hudson and Thompson encourage a holistic embrace of our desires. They invite us to see them as gifts that, when navigated with wisdom and vulnerability, they lead us towards deeper connection, healing, and ultimately, what? A fuller life in God. And who doesn't want that? The kind of life we've been seeking when we say that there is more to this. There is more to this life, and I don't understand why I cannot find it. I don't understand why I can't be in it. There has to be more. And this is the fuller life. And this exploration also challenges us to rethink our relationships with our desires, viewing them not as obstacles to be overcome, but as sacred signposts guiding us on our spiritual journey. Let me say that again, if I can remember. Sacred signposts guiding us on our spiritual journey. So the journey of understanding really is hard. Embracing our desires is akin to embarking on the sacred journey. This path isn't always straightforward. It's not straightforward. We wander, we get lost. It requires courage to confront and embrace our desires, to see them as divine gifts rather than liabilities to overcome. This journey involves deep reflection, asking ourselves whether we perceive our heart's desires as avenues to divine fulfillment or obstacles to spiritual growth. One of the most profound challenges we face is in the act of naming our desires. And so here begins our invitation for each of us, that we are invited to begin to name our desires. And here's what I know from years of coaching, is that oftentimes people can't name what they want, but they can name what they don't want. And so you start there, you name what you don't want, and you begin working back from that. And this process is so vulnerable. It's so messy. It's hard because we have to reveal our longings to ourselves and maybe to someone else. Maybe it's a spiritual director, maybe it's a coach, maybe it's a friend, but perhaps I would argue more dauntingly, we reveal those longings to God. Some of us find it difficult to articulate what we truly want, which is me, hindered by what? Fear, yes, of judgment, maybe. Or for me, it's a sense of unworthiness. I was somehow, and not from my parents' fault, it is from what I gleaned from the culture that I grew up in, that I operate from a cycle of works that I have to do to be earn love by God, right? I have to perform. So that worldview that I am unlearning every day, day by day, moment by moment, and leaning in to the hope of the cycle of grace, which I know cognitively is true, but how do I get that from my head to my heart, right? I find it difficult to say what I want because I don't feel worthy to receive. And so, in this act of stating this, in this act of vulnerability, is where transformation begins. So where are you, my sweet friends? And for me, I can name what I want for others. So that's I'm great at that, right? But I can't name what I want for myself. But by naming our desires, we invite God into our deepest selves, opening the door to divine guidance and fulfillment, the ultimate sense that our lives are not separated between like our head and our heart, or our spiritual life and our physical experience of the world. And I say this as someone who deeply wrestles with these concepts. And so what I love most of all, that Trevor Hudson, no, I mean, I love everything that Trevor Hudson puts in this book, Seeking God. So, but he does offer a toolkit for discerning desires, and it's simple. We can all follow it. And this is our invitation for this week. We learn the importance of noticing and naming our desires. So that is step one, notice and name those desires. You might have to get quiet. You might have to walk for 30 minutes, get silent, get that mind set on what I truly desire. Move that body. You might have to sit in silent prayer, whatever works for you. And then second, Trevor tells us to sift through those desires. Maybe you want to discern their purpose, their origin. But he says that God meets us where we are, no matter what, and he gives us the light we need to sort out which are the deepest. I want that. And then number three, we ask. We patiently ask God to lead us forward. And this process is not a quick fix, my friends. And you all know that there is never a quick fix. And if there is someone out there, a coach, a spiritual, that's promising a quick fix, I just want to say bless their hearts, because they want to help. But this work is a gradual unfolding, revealing the depths of our hearts and the directions of our divine journey. So friends, this is the invitation to you, to notice a name, to sift and to ask. I cannot wait to hear what this is like for you. I know in the group that I meet with, I'm going to get to hear what people are doing and feeling, what they think and what they feel, and the actions they take as a result. It's that cognitive behavioral therapy that I can't get away from. But as we reflect on the sacred nature of our desires, let us challenge the misconceptions that have held us back. Let us embrace the notion that through our desires, God leads us into the life he wants to give us. And I cannot believe that without thinking of it, I just said he wants to give us. Try to not gender God. That was really interesting. That God leads us into the life that God wants to give us. That our desires are not just personal whims. That they are divine invitations, calling us closer to the heart of God and the fulfillment of our true purpose, leading us into another kind of life. Okay. I hope this podcast episode blesses you. I hope that it helps you think differently, or maybe think about desire in a way that invites you into action. And I want to thank you for joining us today on the Lives of Courage podcast. May today's exploration of desire inspire you to think in and listen more deeply to the whispers of your soul, to embrace the sacred path of desire, and what to step courageously into that divine flow of life. Until next time, may your journey be courageous and full of hope I love you all. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so thrilled. I'll be back soon. Let's just say soon. Okay. Thanks so much, guys. Bye.